are tuned in to Mid-Morning Empowerment here on Adventist World Radio, powered by SID Media.
So change is an inevitable. English just took hold of me there. Change is an inevitable part of life, but for many girls, it can be a daunting challenge, whether it's starting a new school, moving to a different city, or adjusting to shifts within the family. Navigating this transition requires resilience, flexibility, and faith. So how can girls develop the skills and mindset needed to cope with change effectively? We are joined on the line by my sister, Sister Lydia, who's going to be helping us with this one. Good morning. How are you?
I am well, thank you. Good morning to you too. How are you today?
I'm okay. I wanted to say something else, but I'm okay. I think that's the best that can
happen. That's the best explanation to your state.
You know, I do want to explain it, but it's gonna deviate us from the conversation. I hope you are well though.
Oh, I am well, just recovering from flu, but we are good.
No, it's fine. Yeah, this flu has been quite brutal, but I'm happy that you are here. So before we get into the conversation, I'm going to ask that, can you please offer a word of prayer?
All right, shall we pray? Heavenly Father, once again, we are gathered here, Jehovah Master, to listen to your word and to have a moment with you. Lord, speak to us like never before on this day, Jehovah God. Inspire every listener and speak, Lord, in a mighty way, O Lord. May Holy Spirit be our faithful guide. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
Amen and amen. And the issue of change, I think most of the time with girls, it's more evident for them, mostly on when it comes to physical changes that they are seeing. With boys, we just seeing them there with pimples, nyana. The next thing, the voice is a bit squeaky, DG, the voice now. I'm like, hey man, are you speaking to me? Like, who's this child speaking, you know, with a deep voice? But with the girls, the physical change, you can see that, you know, now they have breasts now, you know, they're coming to ask us to buy the menstrual pads and everything. It's quite so visible there. But how now do our girl children, how can they now cope with this change? How can they manage this change that is happening?
Being a girl child is another dimension of life, yeah? You've got so much to face, so much to see. But I think the best way to manage this change is, you know, in times of change, I think our parents have got a major role, or rather our guardians. Let me not restrict it to our parents. Our guardians have got a major role. You know, I think if we were prepared even beforehand, you know, before you see the change, you're being told as you grow, you are going to see two things appear on your chest. As you grow, you are going to experience menstruation. But don't worry, handle it like this. I think when we have that preparation beforehand, it helps us cope. Unlike where one morning I wake up and I find myself bleeding. You can imagine the fear, the anxiety within me. But I think parents will be the best people to help us cope through change. If they constantly prepare us with every stage of life, at this point, this is going to happen. At this point, this is the next thing. At this point, you know, your mind is constantly alert and is waiting to experience this new thing, despite having fear, but you are ready. And you know what's coming.
So when we're studying the Bible now, what does the Bible say when it comes to facing change? Do we have any guidance? Do we have any counsel from Scripture in terms of how we should face these changes that happen in our lives?
Yes, we do. I think I like the Bible that it never leaves any stone unturned. You know, you can look to it for anything. And when I was thinking about change and the Bible, you know, I sat and I prayed and the Holy Spirit redirected me to a verse, John 14:16. You know, it says, and I will pray the Comforter that he will come. And at this point, Jesus Christ is leaving them and he's telling them, I'm leaving you, but I'm not leaving you alone. I know you're going to face so many different things. There's so many things you're going to face. There's so many changes. I know you've been with me, but I'm leaving you, but I'm not leaving you alone. I will leave you the Comforter and he will be with you. He will guide you. And for me, that gives me comfort, you know, Even when I face the change, I know I am not alone. Even when I face this, I have a comfort. I have the Holy Spirit to guide me. I'm not alone. And it.
Sister Lydia? Ooh, we are losing her there a bit. Okay, let's re-establish that line there. So do let me know as well on +27734703520. That number again is +27734703. How are you coping with change? How have you coped with change? How did you cope with change there? So let's see, that line is, it's misbehaving. It decided to do its own things there, and then we lost our sister there. So how are you coping with change? How do you cope with change? I don't know how I cope with change. And she was right that, you know, we were told, hey, if you stay, you're gonna start doing this, that is it, nothing more, nothing less. You know, so we're just really establishing that line. The sister Lydia, welcome back. We lost you there a bit.
Thank you. Sorry, I don't know. I think I had a network challenge.
Yes, no, it's okay, my sister. It's okay. Yeah. So when we're speaking about this one, when it comes to the families, you know, you mentioned how while growing up, you were just told that you're still going to start having these two things on your chest, you know, as a girl. When you start seeing things coming out there, like red, so come and tell us, you know, those are the things that... That's how we're told about periods, you know.
Yeah.
And when it comes to interacting with boys or anything, I remember my mom one time, she was like, I'm going to come and take you to the doctor. He's going to check if you're still a virgin. If I find out that you're having sex outside, I'm going to beat. And I'm like, so now referring back to the conversation, I'm like, but why didn't you just have a sex conversation with me instead of threatening me, you know? You know, so
yeah.
It's one of those things. And which now begs the question, how, in fact, our families, be it our parents, be it our siblings or our cousins and everything, what role do they have in terms of guiding us through these changes that are there? I know that we are focusing mainly on the physical changes, but also in terms of maybe we are moving from one city to another, you know, how that whole change is a whole new change that is there. So what role does family have to play in that?
I think the role that family has to play is to model us and like to help us be independent people. You know, I've seen people that even in a new place, they cannot speak to anyone. They are so confined. But the role of the family should be to help us spread out. Even when we go to a gathering, may my parents leave me and say, go and find a friend and not sit here. It should be an environment where they model our minds to be open-minded to what's new, because we'll never be in the same place all the time. And as long as we cannot associate around those different people, our lives become the hardest part of life. And we've seen young children being depressed, you know, because they've always been confined in their household. No, you can't go out or anything. But the role of the family should be to model us and to learn to accept everyone around us. Recently, I was looking at the study guide for the young children. This one is for real-time faith, and it talks about managing moods and managing the environment. I'm so glad that segment was placed in that book. Yeah, because it really teaches the young girls on how they should manage their emotions and how they should be around people. You know, moving to a different city could be the hardest. You know, growing up in the same place for the past 18 years and the next thing you're hearing is we're going to another place.
Yeah,
and if you cannot associate yourself there, life will be the hardest. And you'll feel like every day doesn't move. You feel like it's stagnation. But I think our families and our churches have a role to teach us to associate with others and to remind us. You know, I like how we always have to be reminded to be like Jesus. Look at how Jesus was. If he was able to sit at a crowd and feed 5,000 people, it's because he was able to associate even with those 5,000 people. I mean, you just can't be in the midst of 5,000 people. If you cannot socialize, what are you doing in the midst of the 5,000 people? Yeah. So we've got our families, our cousins, us as adults have got a role to model these young ones. and tell them, I won't always be there. I mean, you won't always be around these children. I won't always be there, but find the next person.
Mm.
Be good to the next person. Speak to the next person. Hear more from them. I mean, we're always reminded that you won't know who will help you tomorrow.
Yeah, that's true.
And it's only through interaction that you get helps tomorrow in that hardest situation.
You know, and also, so my next question goes like this, but I want to twist it a bit. My next question goes like, what role does prayer play in coping with change?
Hmm.
Now how I'm twisting it is, that routine or daily prayer as well is a change that some people are not used to, you know? So how do you cope with now? Here you are, you are a girl, you've decided to follow this God, you know, this Jesus. And now you're incorporating, you are told, you're listening to us now, we're telling you, pray, girl, anything, pray. And you're like, ish, you know. Now it is a change in your lifestyle because now you have to do something that you are not used to, you know.
Mm-hmm.
So how do we best incorporate prayer in everything that we are doing and also in our changes and also have that prayer, the changes in our prayer life not affect us because you are not praying. Now we are telling you pray all the time.
Well, that has been a serious twist in that thinking. But I like it.
Yeah.
I think it's so much of reality, you know. That's the reality we are living in now.
Mm.
And I think the only way you'd appreciate prayer is when you hear about what prayer can do.
Yeah.
Yeah, I think as a girl child, if you just tell me pray, pray all the time, pray without ceasing, I will not appreciate it.
Mm.
And worse, when everything is just all right, I will not appreciate it. But I think we incorporate prayer when we hear about what prayer has done.
Mm-hmm.
And you only appreciate prayer if we take time to honestly study the word of God and you're hearing. They prayed and the demons went. They prayed and the Lord provided manna for them. They prayed and they had peace in the storm.
Mm.
Because you are able to appreciate what prayer can do, then you will incorporate prayer. Because your mind will remind you in times of hardness, they prayed and God came through.
Mm.
And even in your own times of hardness, now you will be able to incorporate prayer. Imagine reaching a new place and you're able to say, Lord, I don't even know where to start. Mm. But I will look for you. Because,
yeah.
I mean, I read this in 2 Chronicles 20, verse 12, where Joshua says, we don't know what to do, but we will look to you. And such words will come to your head. And now you are praying to God, Lord, we don't know where to start in this new arrangement, in this new school. I don't even know who my friend will be, but I will look to you.
Mm.
The reason you will be able to pray like that is because of how much you have heard about prayer. So I think the mistake is just coming to tell you, girl child, please be praying. Pray without ceasing. Pray all the time. I think you will not appreciate it until you understand what prayer is.
Mm.
Until you understand what prayer does for you. Until you understand that prayer gives you a living connection with your Father in heaven. When you understand, then you will appreciate and no one will have to remind you that, here, my sister, pray.
And you know, the girls of, yeah, let me not say that. Girls are actually faced with a lot. I wanted to say the girls of today.
You are right to actually say that. Please say it.
They are facing a lot of anxiety. I don't know. Sometimes I say to myself that I think I actually need someone to, where we sit, we speak about mental health problem. I'm not saying it's there. No. Anything else. Sometimes I just feel like it's over abused.
I actually agree with you.
Yeah, to a point where when someone says I've got anxiety, like I look at them and I'm like, you really do or you want to have? You know, because it seems as if like everyone has anxiety, everyone has depression. You understand? And I'm not saying it. No, I'm just saying, guys, we are having quite a lot of people having, maybe it's with the age of technology where now people are able to express themselves, but we do that. It's just me. So please, listeners, don't take it too hard. It's just me. And yeah, so sorry, guys. But anyway, so what are some practical ways in which our girls, you know, they can manage this anxiety and stress that comes with changes, be it physical changes, be it schools, be it work. Some, their families, you know, they're changing, they're separating. Some, there's a new sibling that's coming, you know, they were happy that they're the only child. Now, yay, there's another child coming here, you know. You know that you're no longer going to be the cherry there in the family, you know. So there are quite a number of changes that are happening there. So how can they deal with that anxiety and associated with the changes around them?
Okay, yeah. You know, like you said, my sister, most of the time when we think people are dealing with anxiety, we think it's not real.
True.
Yeah, it's something we override and think, this one is playing victim now.
Yes.
Yeah. But I think one of the best way to deal with anxiety is to talk to someone and talk to the right someone. You know, there's some people that will have the wisdom to help us cope around this, and they will prepare you. They will tell you this is something you cannot change, and it's here. It's here to stay. And one disclaimer, like one day I'm sitting in this group of discussion, and someone asked, how do we deal with stress? And I had so many answers. Others were like, let's exercise. Others were saying, let's wake up early in the morning and you'll be good. Others were saying, and where I was seated, a thought came, and I think it was inspired by the Holy Spirit. Said, I looked at all these things and I was like, yes, they are important. They are very important, but the only way that we help us really deal with all this anxiety, allow me to draw you back to the last question, is when we pray to God. Only God has the answer, because He formed us before you were born. I knew you.
Yep.
All these things are important. Yes, you're going to tell me, write down my thoughts. You're going to tell me, speak to the next person. You're going to tell me, exercise. But all these things are useless if God is not with me facing this anxiety and this stress. And so it should start with asking God, Lord, I'm facing so much. Help me.
Yeah.
So even the time I decide to talk to you, my sister, and tell you about what I am facing, the Lord would have spoken to you in a certain way that even when you come to speak to me, you give me what I didn't even think was the solution. And in the times we live in, like I said, anxiety, when you speak about how stressed and anxious you are, people will think you are just being a victim and you want attention.
Yes.
But we've got a God that spends so much time listening to even what sounds like it's nonsense to even me saying it, but He's got the time to hear. And He will help us cope through our stress and through our anxiety by providing solutions within the people around us.
Yeah. Hi, indeed. And you know, these changes, most of the time we are even saying that, you know, change is it any? You can't avoid change. I don't want to say that other word because my tongue is going to get tight. you know, so, you know, we can't avoid change, and it's something that it's going to happen one way or the other. But then, you know, as a small encouragement for our children, this is Lydia. What would you say to them? Would you say to them that they should always be expecting change, be it good or bad, or they should just work it out, man? Leave it out, come as it may, live each day as is, because some other people, they say if we are anticipating something, then it's gonna come. So how should they deal with that, the change that is definitely going to come, but we don't know when it's going to come?
I think the best way to deal with change is living a day at a time, but having in mind and knowing this is going to come, but not anticipating. I think if we anticipate, we ruin what is supposed to happen in the moment. But if we live a day at a time and know when it comes, I am sure with what I have learned, what I have heard, I will learn how to cope with it. I mean, a day at a time. When this comes, probably, you know, I need to talk to someone. Probably I need to pray about it. But if already, right now, I'm already saying, I'm sure it's going to come, and already I have spoiled today.
Yeah.
I have ruined what comes today. But I think taking a day at a time would be the best way to deal with change, and knowing it at the back of your head that anytime soon, this will come. In case you are that girl that has not started your periods, no, they are coming.
Yeah.
At some point, I know in my life, they shall come. And when they come, I know I'm supposed to start wearing sanitary towels now. I know there's others experience pain, others don't, but a day at a time, mm-hmm. helps us live the best of our lives and not spoil even days that we were supposed to be happy about.
Yeah, no, this is Lydia. Me and you, Ine, we make the best conversations ever. I'm going to ask that. Can you please do offer a word of prayer for our girl children? Yeah, it's a lot that they are going through. And for me, the biggest thing is let them not be anxious, man. I know, let them not be anxious because, lest it develops into something else. So if you can just please offer a word of prayer there for our girl children.
All right, shall we pray? Our Heavenly Father, what in heaven, Lord, thank you for this conversation. And this morning, Lord, we want to bring each and every girl child into your holy hands, Lord. Lord, they're facing so much, Jehovah God. They have to face change. We have to face new environments. We have to face excelling. We have to face so much, Jehovah God. We also have to face dominance. But if you are with us, Lord, as girl children, we are able to overcome all these things and we are able to excel in all these things because you will lead us to the right people that will help us, Jehovah God. You will lead us. You will give our parents wisdom to help us because you are with us, Jehovah God. Lord, in the times we are living in, being a girl child and being upright is one of the least things we see every day of our lives. Hence, we ask that may you come in and may you give us the Holy Spirit, for you have said we are not alone. Give us the Holy Spirit to be girl children that bring honor and glory to your name. First, Jehovah God, girl children that are able to stand firm even in these times of change and remain positive because you are with us, Jehovah Master. Lord, thank you for this session. I also want to remember the Adventist Radio that may you be with every programming. May the Holy Spirit guide them through and through, Jehovah God. It is in Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
Amen and amen. My sister, thank you so much for coming through. May you have yourself a blessed day.
Thank you. A blessed day to you too.
Amen.
You are tuned in to Mid-Morning Empowerment here on Adventist World Radio, powered by SID Media.